Welcome to Shom Hashov on the Daf, your sponsor, Louis Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makas Davches. The Gemara towards Amud Aleph explains that when the Torah said that a person goes to Golos when he killed B'shoigek, it's only things that are not a mitzvah. If the mindset is a mitzvah, the Torah did not speak about it. Says the Gemara, what about chopping wood? Chopping wood could be a mitzvah. If a person chops wood to build a sukkah, chopping wood for the carbon. Says the Gemara, no, it's not considered to be a mitzvah because you can avoid it. If a person comes and finds the wood that's ready chopped, he doesn't have to chop it again. So cutting the wood is not part of the mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. Mimele, says the Mishnah, that if a person, a father hits a son, or shtich beis din hits the nidoin, in that case, he's not going to be chayav misa because he's doing a mitzvah, and this mitzvah is not avoidable. Ask the Gemara, when a father hits the son, why it's not avoidable? If the son already learned, the son already knows Torah, so then the father should not hit him. So it's also a hechsher mitzvah, just bringing him to come and learn Torah. But once he learned, you don't have to hit him anymore. Says the Gemara, Hosom afa gav the gomir, even though you learned, mitzvah, it's still a mitzvah to hit him. Tehtiv Yosef bincho v'yenichecho, v'yiten ma'adonim l'navshecho. Continue to be miyasa the son, even after he learned. The Ben Yodi explains that the drasha from this end of the pasuk, v'yiten ma'adonim l'navshecho, what's this extra telling me? Even though he learned, he'll still give you more ma'adonim, more nachas. Now, how we understand this idea that a father should hit his son, should be miyasa his son, even after he learned? What's shot in that? So the Vilna Gaon, in his Biron Mishle, Perikud Gimel Pasuk Chav Dalet, explains it, because the Pasuk says over there, Choysech Shivto Yisoy Nebnoi. Someone doesn't hit his son with a shevet, with a stick, so he hates him. Ve'oyavoy, someone who loves his son, Shechore Musar. He'll give him a lot of Musar. So the Goyen Shen says to Agmar, you still give Musar to a kid even though he already knows and he already learned and he already is doing the right thing. You still give him Musar. So explains the Goyen, which Musar do you give him? He says, you look for the smallest nuances to give him Musa for. He says, he gives a mashal ma'ad dovrim toime. Says the Vilna Gaon, a big, unbelievable mashal. So when a woman is putting makeup, she uses a mirror. And she tries to find the most clearest and brightest mirror so she can see very clearly her face. You can add to it, in today's day, she wants to have a lot of light in the room so she can see herself very clearly. Why? Because he's trying to find even the smallest stain, the smallest wrinkle, so she can put makeup in it. She wants to make sure that she'll look perfect. That's how a woman puts on makeup. Says the Goyen, that's a pshat. A father looks at his son as like the woman looking in a mirror. He's trying to make the son perfect. So even though the son already learned, he's already doing the right thing. But everybody has to perfect himself a little bit more. So always he's going to look for more musa to give him to make him even more perfect. Now, the Vilna Gaon sounds like he says that the Musar, there's a purpose for the Musar. There's always a purpose for the Musar. And even someone who learned, there's still what to correct. There's still something that the Musar does always for the rest of his life, so it's never over. But in the Me'iri, here in the Sugya, it's a mashma, that even if there's no purpose for the Musar, still a father should give Musar to his son. The Lash of the Me'iri is, Shekol Sharav Moisiv Bilimudoy, Oyahav Banagosoy, it's a mitzvah to do it. And similarly, the Oruch Laner, the Kamon, the Chov Beis Abud Beis, he says the same idea. He says, he adds to it. It says, always hitting, giving musa to somebody, gives a person achnos das, makes him more onuf, more humble. He brings an example. The Gemara says, if a person has Yisurim, and he checked, and he sees that he had no Averis, so he should know it's called Yisurim Shalavo. The Pasuk says, it's Asher Yohav Hashem Yuchiach. Sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person Yisurim because he loves him. That's what a father does to a son. He gives him Musar, he makes him Muchna and Anov and humble, accepting what the father said, even though there's no purpose for it. And I saw in the Sefer Pirkei Iyun, or Mordechai Gifter, he says this idea, he explains it, that there's an inyan for the father to make the son Miyusar. Miyusar means accepting Musar. And there's no purpose for the Musar. It's not that the Musar will teach him to do something good. Even when he's perfect, he's doing everything right. He's still just to be a person who's miyusar, a person who accepts Musar from his father, that hachna, that's already a purpose. Mamash the divrei, the dvorim of the Oruch Laner. So mashra, they're going a little different mahalach than the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon seems to say that there's always what to correct. Even when a person is doing everything right, you can make even more perfect. But what the Meiri sounds are saying, and the Oruch Laner, and Rav Mordechai Gifter is that Musar has a purpose of its own, for a person to be Miyusar. That's what the Gemara refers to over here, that the father always miyas Ibnoi, even though he's Gomir. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.